And we have a guest on the line this morning. Joe Hefferman is our guest. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
And Joe is the executive director of the Caring Pregnancy Center. She's a wife, mother of three, does all kinds of things. Joe has been with the center since 1989 and has been the executive director since 2008. KCMR Radio and our business supporters are trying to help Caring Pregnancy Center receive more diapers. Joe, tell us a little bit about the program.
Our program for diapers is for our Baby Bucks program, and that's a free program for our clients, but they earn the points to purchase items here in the store. So we have a little boutique in back, and they can earn points by doing anything that betters them or their child, from learning English, graduating, baptisms, going to church, going to doctor appointments. All of that earns points, and the only requirement is they keep a monthly appointment here.
Wow. Well, where are you located?
We are 830 15th Street Southwest, which is between Pierce and Monroe, between two sets of railroad tracks, which is problematic occasionally.
Okay. Well, sometimes we got to live with it.
Yep.
Hey, what are the biggest changes that you have seen in your job?
Probably the fact that our clients are no longer in relationships, that they may be having sex, but they don't consider it a relationship these days. So that probably has been the biggest change from when I first started. The common denominator through the whole thing has been lack of relationships with their biological fathers and no real father figure in their lives. That is like 98% of our clients.
Wow. How big of a group of people do you roughly, just average, how big a group do you serve?
We serve around 240 individual people a year.
Wow, this is important,
isn't
it?
That's just each family, so yeah. That doesn't count, you know, boyfriend or husband, and then children and so on. So, yeah. But we see numbers are really climbing right now. The other biggest change that we see right now is in Iowa, 80% of abortions are now chemical.
Oh, boy.
So that has been a very different, and you can get these pills by telemed without ever actually seeing a doctor. So that's probably the biggest change on that side of what we do.
Now, maybe we can tell the KCMR listeners what you need in the way of diapers for this year's Babies and Beyond Diaper Drive.
The bigger sizes is what we need. So like 4s, 5s, 6s, 7s, especially 5, 6, 7. 7 is a new size in diapers for those of you that had babies a few years ago. They keep making them bigger. We also always need pull-ups and good nights, which are the overnight diapers. Yeah. And I know those go even bigger, but a few of our clients have special needs children that need nighttime care.
Well, my wife and I, we had three children, and when we put diapers on, we had to pin them. Do you remember that? We had to pin the diapers.
I never had to do that, but yes.
Scares the heck out of you every time you stick that needle in that diaper. Well, I'm sure there are a lot of listeners that can relate with that. Diaper donations can be dropped off at the KCMR Radio Studios, 316 North Federal, between 8 and 3, Monday through Friday during April. And if you can't make that during these times, KCMR Radio will be at the Willowbrook Plaza on Saturday, April 17th from 10 to 12 noon. And you can drop off those sizes 5 and 6 diapers and leave a financial donation, contribution at this time if you can. Are you going to be there?
Bob, are you sure it's April 17th? Because that's a Wednesday.
Okay, well, my information was April. Well, it says Saturday, April 17th, so that can't be right, can it?
Nope. Nope.
So, well, Saturday,
Yeah, it is April. Oh, 27th.
There we go.
20th and 27th are the next Saturdays.
Yes, I think it's the 27th, and I am planning on being there.
Oh, very good. Well, we're going to have to jump on Ozzy for that. There's no 17th. We're going to get any diapers on the 17th. But we do encourage the folks to come by on the 27th, it's Saturday, and bring in some donations of diapers, and as Joe had mentioned, the sizes that are really needed, and help out the pregnancy center, help a lot of folks out with your contribution. Anything else you want to tell us, Joe?
We are just so blessed by the continued support of this amazing community and this wonderful radio station. Without you, we could not keep serving all the clients that we do. So we thank you ever so much. And as always, it's not me in charge, it's God.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we're happy to do it, you know, and especially situations like this where it's really a very, it's needed so bad. That you got to have diapers for babies, you know. There's just no getting around
you
it.
You do. There is no getting around it. It's just a needed thing. And
hope we have folks that will stop out and or stop at the studios here or stop out at the Willowbrook Plaza on the 27th of April. Joe, thank you.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for visiting this morning. We hope we've helped the cause. And let's visit again as time...
Sounds great, Bob. It was great to talk to you.
Yeah, as time goes by. Alrighty.
Sounds wonderful.
Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day.
Okay, you too. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Okay, we're visiting with Joel Hefferman, and she's the executive director of the Caring Pregnancy Center, and she's been at the center since 1989, has been the executive director since 2008.